Lynn, what was the original idea that inspired you to write Start With Story?
Matt, I've been a video producer at the time, probably about 10 or 11 years, and I've been filming entrepreneurs, and at the time, probably about 800 or so. I've been really fortunate to profile some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the country, the founders of Starbucks and Whole Foods and Clear Channel and just a variety of folks. And I always got asked, tell me about what was that interview like? Tell me about their story. And inevitably, when you're around very successful founders of companies, there tend to be good storytellers. And I was thinking about what I could capture from that process. And a lot of the questions I got asked is, man, that's a great story. I need help with mine. So the impetus for the idea centered around capturing the stories of these incredibly successful founders and then turning that into a book that would help people understand how to create their own story and tell it better for their business. And I focus specifically on founders of companies.
And so then basically you had these stories already and you had to pull from that how to tell a story like they are. And then you had to sort of tell the story about the stories you're telling.
To a certain degree, yes. But what I found is that a lot of people had a hard time relating to incredibly successful people. Well, of course, they've got a great story because they've been to the mountaintop. They launched a company and now it's public, or it's a $100 million company, or even a $10 million company. So what I was really focused on is how can I help that first-time founder or that second-time business owner, how can they leverage the power of a story? Because story is one of your most important assets as an entrepreneur, because you have 100% control of it. We all have them. It's a way you use to, it's a technology. I mean, it's a tool to help you raise capital, to get press, to help drive a lot of these things. So it was this combination of, here's this concept of storytelling. It's incredibly important. And here are the steps that you can take to create your own story. And then, oh, by the way, here's an example of a founder that's been there and done that, one that's really good at leveraging the power of emotions, such as the charity water Scott Harris owner, getting you really inspired about their ideas, such as Tony Robbins, or just being crazy outlandish like Gary Vaynerchuk. It was those ideas that kind of capture and put those into a book.
You had tweeted, after 2,202 days, this day has finally arrived. Is that how long it took to go from idea to publication?
Yeah, because I never really wanted a book. I didn't aspire to be an author. It was more like, how can I take all this information? And, you know, everyone says, oh, you should write a book after all those years of filming. And I happened to be filming Gary Keller, the founder of Keller Williams, the most successful real estate company in the world here in Austin, Texas. And he had just come out with this book called The One Thing. And I was at the right place, right time, right moment. I was open to it. And he said, you know, if you really want to do something, make it the first thing you do every day. And I kind of took that concept and that premise to heart. And I started working, and I wasn't really thinking of a book. I'm like, you know what? Let me just try it for 40 days. I'll commit 40 days, because that's a famous number in history, and see what happens of it. Yeah. And I did. I woke up every day at 6 a.m. and I started writing. And I write scripts, but I'm not a writer. And I just started writing. But on day 31, it all unfolded for me. I saw it. I was like, oh my God, I see the book. And I continued down that path for a number of years. Now, the turning point came because I really didn't, I write a lot for scripts, but I'm not an author per se. I didn't know how to construct a book. And I started diving into it. And, you know, we chatted earlier about, you know, what's my publication process, or how was I going to publish this book? I was like, well, I'll figure out how to write it. I'll build an outline and go from there. And then I started talking to independent publishing companies. And there's a lot of them, you know, you can publish it yourself, yeah. DIY it, or go with small companies. But there was a couple I was chatting with, one based in Austin, another in California. And then one of my best friends, his name is Tucker Max, he was launching a company to help entrepreneurs and business executives write books. And he needed help with a video. And the first video they had done themselves wasn't very good. And he asked me to kind of help him out with it. And I really wasn't, I really didn't want to necessarily give them the book. But after helping them with their video, I interviewed 12 of their authors about how the name of his company is called Scribe, how it had impacted them as an author, their writing process, their success. And I was like, oh my God, these guys are speaking to me directly. Maybe I need to hire Scribe in the same way that Tucker hired me to help them produce a video. Maybe I should hire Scribe to help me produce a book. And it was that
Sure.
point where I ended up switching and going with them instead of going with a traditional independent publishing company.
Nice. That's an incredible story. You ended up discovering, sort of finding a path along the way. So then you had this book and you had to share the ideas. You have a finished widget, but you have to get people to get excited about that book. I'm curious, what ways have you found that were effective in building a following around Start With Story?
One of the most important things that Scribe had kind of guided me on is they said, build your email list because that's going to be one of the most powerful vehicles to get the word out. And it really was. It helped me promote the book before it was ready. It helped me get the first set of reviews written on the book. It helped me get people to buy the book. And it helped me get interviews as the process. So that mailing list was the first and foremost and most important tool that I used to kind of get the book out there. The second thing I did is I did podcast interviews and I started a YouTube channel speaking about concepts in the book as well. And those are probably the three biggest channels or techniques, processes, whatever you want to say it, to kind of get the word out to help sell the book and to become a number one in two categories on Amazon.
And now you're back at it again. I'm curious, what's in store for your next book?
Well, when I first started writing a book, one of the biggest challenges I faced, I was trying to put too much into it. And that's kind of where Tucker slapped me in the face is, look, you don't want to write your opus. You just want to get a book done. So, and that was a really great help. So rather than try and put everything in my head into a book, I decided, you know what? This first book's going to be about if you don't have a story, here's a book that helps you start from scratch and create a story for your business. Now, the second book is about how do you tell your story? So now you've got a story and you need to be better and more effective at telling it. How do you do that? So it's less about, giving a speech or speaking in front of an audience. It's understanding all the different techniques, processes, channels, media opportunities, using visuals, using audio, using kinesthetics, all the different ways that we have to get our story and tell it to others and get them excited about what we're doing.